If you would please, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Let's pray. Father in heaven, your word, no matter where we are in our Christian life, is always right there to show us the next step, the next path to take. And we're thankful for that. We're thankful for your word that no matter how much we grow in you and no matter how much we broaden in our knowledge of the scripture and our knowledge of you, that this book seems to always be there a step ahead of us, taking us to the next step. It's amazing how we can go through passages over and over as we grow, and yet they continue to lighten our lives and our path. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is our guide. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit that illuminates us through your word. Lord, we're thankful for these folks coming out this morning. We pray for your blessing on them, that they would understand a message that you would have for them from this word, this your word today. Lord, we pray for our pastor as he's preaching over at the Evans Chapel. We pray that the Holy Spirit and your word would work with power and might over there. And then we pray for safety for our pastor as he then comes over here. Lord, pray as he gets here and preaches to us the word. Lord, that our hearts would be prepared, ready for what you would have for us. Lord, pray for all our teachers, our Sunday school teachers, our junior church workers. Pray that they came today filled with your spirit, looking to point someone to Jesus Christ, or maybe encourage a brother. Lord, again, we just pray that your spirit would work today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A memory verse. Every week we have a memory verse. Sometimes they're repeated, but every week we have a memory verse. And here in Joshua 1:8, those last couple sentences, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Our memory verses are very important to us. It's very important that we take God's word and that we memorize it and we study it. If you've gotten the one memorization book, and he holds up his hand and he says, and I don't remember the numbers exactly, we remember 15% of what we hear, 30% of what we read, 60% of what we, what's next in line? Hear, read, study, memorize. Hear, read, study, memorize. 60% of what we study, thank you, and 100% of what we memorize. So if we just hear it, we get 15% of it. It's important that we study and that we memorize God's word. And then lastly, that we meditate on it. Now, it's hard to meditate on God's word when we're at work because we don't have the Bible in front of us. But when we're working on a memory verse for the week, And even if you can't pull it out, we can be standing there doing whatever, and we can think, okay, Sharon and I were trusting the Lord early on in this week, in fact, throughout the week, and I went to Exodus 14:13, and you talk about trusting the Lord. Those folks, they're standing with the sea in front of them. They're looking back in the Egyptian armies, and their very top soldiers, and all of them are coming, and they're thinking, what now? What now? This is it. Thanks a lot, Moses. You got us in the worst spot we can be in. We can't make another plan. We can't go another way. It's all over. Thanks a lot, buddy. And Moses said, stand still. Say it, Sam. and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still, but I can work it all out. I can plan and I can devise and I can do all these things. Well, there wasn't any of that day. It was just stand still and let God work. And I grabbed that verse early on and just let the Lord work through that verse to me throughout the week. I'd appreciate your prayers through Monday evening, just that the Lord would have his will in unspoken. Can I say that? In unspoken. And no problem with Sharon and I. Everything's fine there, okay? But through Monday night, I'd appreciate your prayers. And I've got to learn to stand still and let the Lord work and see what he has for me. Because too many times I've always got all these good ideas. But the Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. The Lord has a plan. And the Lord will work his plan. We just need to be willing to accept what he has. The Lord is good. In our lessons today, turn with me to Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8, our memory verse for the day is Acts 1:8. We've actually had this verse already once or twice as a memory verse. And would someone like to say Acts 1:8? A volunteer. She didn't catch it, Kelly. Kathy stood up when I said a volunteer. Kathy, you stood up. That means you're saying the verse. But no, ma'am, you're just fine. I'm just kidding, Kathy. Diane. Oh, that's horrible. Why did I say Kathy? I didn't pray for her enough, that's why. Bob. Thank you, Kelly. Acts 1:8. Sam, did you raise your hand? Amen. Thank you, Sam. These verses showing us what the Lord would have for us to do. Where the power is going to come from, the plan. Is my mic on? Yes, thank you. All right, turn with me in your questions. Get your questions out if you would. Hebrews 11:6, what is absolutely necessary in order to please God? Faith. Acts 1:1-8. If we obey Christ's command, how far will we go with the gospel message? Louder? Uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Is there any place to stop? No. No stopping. We're pioneers. We're going all the way. We're going to follow that bulldozer right through the jungle. And when he busts a path through, we're going to take the gospel in. That's how they do it in the army. The heavy equipment comes in, makes a path, and then the foot soldier come in, does the work, right? Sooner or later, the foot soldier is the guy that's coming in. He's going to be the man on the ground that's going to make the difference for folks. We're pioneers. Our lesson today, being a pioneer. Acts 8:26-31. The man was obedient and following the leading of the Lord, left a place of blessing to do God's work. Philip, okay. Very successful in the work he was already at, and yet God had one person for him to go after. One person. And sent Philip. What did Barnabas do in order to contribute to God's work, sold his land, came and laid that money at the apostles' feet for the needs of others, for the work of the ministry. What man was called, Colossians 4:12, what man was called a servant of Christ, and what was his special ministry? Okay, and he's praying for them fervently. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's something that each one of us can do for each other. Then Saturday, Acts 18:24-26, a couple who encouraged young Apollos in the Lord, and their names were, ma'am, Aquila and Priscilla. Took a young man of God that loved the Lord and that was preaching all that he knew, and gave him a little more breath to his ministry, taught him, took him under their wings. Very good. In the New Testament, we find people who pioneered for the work of God and the Word of God. By the very fact that the world is against God, and we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, we are going against the grain. And we are. It is a pioneering work that we must do. As we go against the grain of the world, and we preach the gospel depending on God to enable us to do the work of winning the lost to Christ and establishing New Testament churches. Things we want to consider today is to show that the New Testament church has no place to stop because Christ has commanded to go to the uttermost. Then to see that we must have a pioneering spirit like the believers of the first century church had if we are going to do the work that our Lord has given us to do in this world. Then to understand that a pioneering spirit springs forth out of our faith in God. Then to know that God is working in this world through the church, to understand that it is the responsibility of churches to start churches. I'm thankful for our pastor's vision. This guy is a man of vision. The Bible says, we saw in our lesson last week, Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there's no word from God, no direction to go, the people perish. People aren't going to perish under this guy. It's a church every 5 years along the lake. What a vision. What a vision. Pray for your pastor. Hold him up in prayer. Don't let others talk bad about him. Don't let it be done in your presence. And then to realize that every member of the local assembly is to have a heart for world evangelism and to be involved in doing the work of the Lord, which is bringing the lost to Christ and establishing New Testament churches. Then in our lessons, a pioneering spirit springs forth from a life of faith. The Christian life is a faith life. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. We need to recapture what could be termed the pioneering spirit that springs forth from the faith life. Our Lord commanded us to go unto the uttermost part of the earth, Acts 1:8. Every town, every village, every city, every community needs a New Testament church. We're to win the lost to Christ and establish New Testament churches. This work will only be accomplished by people with a pioneering spirit. People who believe God, for what must be done. As Christians, we should have a spirit of understanding of the understanding of the local New Testament church. By the very nature of the New Testament church, it must continue to be a church with a pioneering spirit. Our command after Christ left, given in maybe five different books, probably more than that, was to go and to win and to disciple. The work of churches to start other churches. It's not the work of many of our Bible colleges that are out there. It's not the work of anyone else. It is the work of the church. It's a work that God has given us to do. Pioneering spirit. David had a pioneering spirit. That guy says, what is going on down in that valley? There's a guy down there cursing our God. And we're all sitting here. Nobody's doing anything about it. And then he said those words. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And he said, I'm gonna go take care of that guy. Who is he? And he said, easy there, young guy. You brought us the sandwiches. Now go back home. No, he said, nope. No, that's not what it's about. Our God has told us that is not supposed to be, and it's not going to be. And he went down and he slew that giant that day. All the big brothers stood there, and the sandwich packer had to go do the job. But he did it, didn't he? Why? Because we have a mighty God. Is there not a cause? David had a pioneering spirit. You and I, this church, needs to have a pioneering spirit. And it does. It does greatly. Our first century church had a spiritual understanding of God's work in the world. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God's work in the world is that we take the gospel to them all the way to the uttermost. Everyone in the New Testament church should have a spiritual understanding of God's work in the world. God is not finished with Israel, but at this time he is working through the church. From the Bible we learn what the Lord has given his church to do. I hate looking at that thing. There's never enough time. The first century church had a basic knowledge of Bible doctrine. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You and I ought to know God's word. We ought to read it. We ought to study it. We ought to memorize it. We ought to meditate upon it. They had a basic knowledge of Bible doctrine. Every member of the church should study to attain a basic knowledge of Bible doctrine. If you hold to the scriptures and follow correct principles of interpretation, you will know the truth because the Holy Spirit will teach you the truth. All of us need a basic knowledge of Bible doctrine. From that, we can continue to learn more and more of the Lord and his work. Then the first century church had a heart for world evangelism. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Where to go? We need to have a heart for world evangelism. We should pray for cities and countries who need the gospel. Have literature coming into your house. If you can have VOM, Voice of the Martyrs, if you can take it, have it come to your house. See what's going on in world evangelism. See what Christians in Afghanistan are going through. World evangelism is important. Those folks need Jesus Christ. They need our prayers each day. Have Christian literature come to your house. Know what's going on in world evangelism. God has given us a work to do in this world. His work is bringing the lost to Christ and establishing New Testament churches. let us identify some New Testament church pioneers in Scripture and recognize what is particular in their lives. Pray that God will use you in some way as a New Testament church pioneer, bringing the lost to Christ and starting New Testament churches. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Timothy 4. Second Timothy 4, 6 and 7. For I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Apostle Paul, talking about providing Christian literature. Paul wrote a good portion of the New Testament. Paul was a pioneer in doing the work of God in writing Christian literature. This pastor, there's Christian literature everywhere. I don't know if there's a subject that he's not written about. If you need to know something, there's literature there, there's literature there, there's literature there, there's literature there. There's literature everywhere. There's literature on the website. Daily Bible reading schedules on the website. If you don't have one, that's a good place to get it. Many of us are at computers a lot of times throughout our day. We can click on it and do our reading for the day. Christian literature. Paul wrote much. Our pastor's written much. Our pastor's done much in that respect. Mail stuff all over the world. Missionaries come in and they go, wow, look at this stuff. And pastor just piles it in their arms, because when they get to where they are, they're not going to have all that written literature. We've been able to get some of these books, although we don't necessarily just pass these out freely, but we've had missionaries ask for these. They're going to take them over, and they're going to translate them into the native language and teach these truths to people, providing Christian literature. This church has a vision for that. They run a risograph, we call it, risograph, down there and print all kind of stuff. Pioneering for the Lord, providing Christian literature. Then Acts chapter 8, verse 26, Acts 8, 26. Acts 8, 26 through 31. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem into Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. And when the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to join and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Philip was following the Lord's leading. Philip was right with the Lord, and he obeyed the Lord's leading, and he was in the right place where God needed him to be. Philip followed the Lord's leading. You and I ought to follow the Lord's leading. You and I ought to be filled with the Spirit to where wherever the Lord would have us, that he could use us wherever we are and whoever has a need. But Philip here followed the Lord's leading. You and I ought to follow the Lord's leading. God is leading our pastor with his vision of these churches. our pastors, following the Lord's leading. You and I need to obey the Lord's leading and guiding in our lives. Then Barnabas, Acts chapter 4, verse 36 and 7. Acts 4, 36 and 37. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet, contributing to special needs. God uses us laymen in the church to contribute to special needs. It's not just the pastors. It's not just people way up top, if we want to consider it that way. But it's each one of us in the church. It's each one of us laymen. We all have specific talents, abilities. I don't know you all, and I don't know what businesses are here. I know some of them. I know we have tree cutting people. I know we have snow plowing people. Trying to think what other businesses are here. But a lot of laymen have, a lot of you folks have a special talent that just you have. And each one of you has a talent that only you has. You need to bring that and use it here in God's house. Then Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12. Epaphras, Colossians 4:12. 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. What an ability to pray. What an ability. What a blessing. You know what's nice about that? We can all do that. We can all pray. We can all take prayer seriously in our lives. We can make a difference for others by praying for them. Praying for a pastor. Praying for the sick, praying over your Sunday bulletin, praying over your Wednesday night prayer request. Taking all those things and taking them to your prayer closet, as well as the sheets pastor passed out with the church names and with the missionaries and with all those different things. Praying fervently. As pastor has said, prayer is the main thing. Prayer isn't getting ready for the main thing. Prayer is the main thing. No New Testament church pioneer could do a greater work than prayer. We should pray for our pastor, pray for world evangelism, pray for understanding of God's word. Prayer is the main thing. Do we know that? Yes. Have we heard it before? Yes. Have we failed in the past? Yeah, we have. Does that mean we're never going to succeed? No, it doesn't. How many times have we fallen? We've fallen. To the sin to fall? The sin is when we stay there. When Satan tells us the lie, you can't do it. And realistically, we can't. But in the power of the Spirit, we can do it. And Christ comes along and says, I'm still on the throne. Get up. Let's go do the work. Then Colossians chapter 4 and verse 14. Luke, the beloved physician. Luke, the beloved physician. Again, the unique skills that each of us have. Luke, the beloved physician, what a blessing it was to Paul, but unique skills, and we have them. And it's not just skills with our hands. Right now, there's a family not with us. They're at another church. Their name is the Gannons. And they're over there, and they're helping establish another church. We don't have to have those talents with our hands. Maybe it's things we know, whatever, something along that line. And I didn't say their name to draw attention to them. I just said their name for the fact that they're doing it. They're doing what we're talking about right here. They're doing it right now, whether it's getting a pizza ready or whatever's going on over there. They're doing it. You and I need to look for the opportunities that the Lord would have for us to do in this work. Then Aquila and Priscilla, Acts 18. Aquila and Priscilla, Acts 18. A certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. They revealed more of God's truth to him so he could go out and be a more effective minister. We can hold our pastor up in prayer. We can hold up his hands in prayer to where he can be an effective minister. Be a pioneer in going to others and encouraging them. A new church member, a visitor, a brother that's usually smiling and isn't smiling today. We can go to them. And we can be a blessing to them. Brother, can I pray for you? Would you like to talk? Would you like to pray together? Those things that you and I can do. Aquila and Priscilla, encouraging new converts. And then 2 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. 2 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Timothy had been 2 Timothy 3:15, I think that was one of our memory verses, and that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Why did he know them? Because he had a godly mom, because he had a godly grandmother. He knew them. And then Paul took him later on, and Paul took him further and taught him more. Developing disciples. Developing disciples. May the Lord give us pioneering spirit like the first century church. Like these first century Christians had. May we press on to the uttermost part of the world in the power of His Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're so thankful for your word. Our instruction booklet every day. Thankful for it. Lord, might we read our instruction booklet. Might we look to it for what you would have in our lives. Lord, we would pray that our lives would honor and glorify Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, again, we pray for our pastor. We pray for this next service. Lord, we pray that this lesson wouldn't just go away, but that it would be in our hearts that we might honor you. Lord, we're thankful for these folks and their faithfulness in coming. I pray for your blessing on them. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to start.